nosotros lo de nosotros y cada pedo lo de ellos. Ya, por ellos aprendimos muchas cosas, por ellos seguimos aprendiendo. Me imagino que pronto vamos a estar en corte. Me vale madre, yo no tengo nada que esconder, todo está en la mesa. Ojalá Dios quiera que eso pase para que se arregle este pedo y cada uno tenga que enseñar lo que tenga que enseñar, porque yo tengo un pinche papelerío así, güey, de todo el trabajo que ha hecho, güey. Y me imagino que yo no voy a hablar mal de ellos, pero se
No.
juntaron con otra empresa y ahí andan cagándome el palo.
We should who could do the best. Por tu maldito.
Por tu maldito.
Por tu
amor.
I didn't get it.
Nah, you did it.
Really?
No,
I did it better than you.
Nigga, you burst his bubble. I was
Por
faking
tu
it. We should do it on the podcast.
Go.
Who could do it?
Go.
Por tu maldito.
I did.
Go, Angel.
Go, Angel.
You guys go first.
Nah.
I don't want to set the bar too high. Go for it.
Por tu maldito amor. Por tu maldito. Por tu maldito.
No.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the.
Hey, can you guys hear me good?
I hear you too much.
You need to twist
like,
that.
Look, just
zip your mouth.
And don't say anything. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode.
Number 75. No, just kidding.
No, honestly, what episode?
30.
We don't have 40. The number.
I don't even know.
40.
What's capping? Do you guys know what number episode it is?
I don't even know. Yvette knows. She always puts them all on the thing.
Oh, well, shout
guys,
out to Yvette.
Welcome back to... Oh, sorry.
We were supposed to give a shout out to people, no?
I feel like... Shout out to Danny.
But the first shout out to Yvette for...
Wait. I want to give
the fan page on Instagram. If you guys haven't followed...
Wait, I want to give a shout out to my homie.
All right, well,
shout out to Jason's homie.
I want to give a shout out to RLS underscore base. He asked me for a shout out.
Oh, shout out to Keiko 2.0.
Roddy, ahí te va, viejo.
Oh, yeah, Keiko 2.0. Yeah, and Yvette for running the page.
And
you guys don't follow Gio
Mendoza.
Her, follow her.
Hey, how much is your name? Chili Gnome? Hey, how much is your name in the comments? Watch.
Now you got to make it exclusive way. All right,
true.
All of them.
The people that I remember, Anaí Fuentes,
JD
Morales because he ordered merch, Gio Mendoza, of course, Yvette, of course.
My girl Lucy.
Oh yeah, Lucy for ordering a bunch of stuff.
For ordering Augusto merch and then Keiko's last because he totally shit. And for
I did it. The one with the M, Mon.
Oh, Life with Moni.
Yeah,
they're the people who, trust me, we read all the comments.
And the one that sells the lashes, that she bought my sticker.
And Keiko 2.0, Alan.
Alan Toledo, yeah.
And I thank you to everybody that bought my sticker. It means a lot. I still don't
Shut
believe. No. Buy their stickers too, please.
Guys, AugustoBaba.com. The merch is out. Look, I'm wearing it. This hoodie is so comfortable. True. We also have vintage hoodies. Everything's almost sold out.
Yes,
but there's still these, so
that's how we
honestly,
do it.
Honestly, I recommend this one.
Yeah, we ordered a bunch of these, but if not, I think these would have been sold out already.
Go
yeah.
buy my merch so I can quit my job and pursue my life as a YouTuber.
Or his sticker if you can. Every little bit helps.
Hey, are you Don Cheto 2.0 or what?
Yeah, coming soon.
You're like Don Chorro.
Nah, just get a kick.
Damn, but what are we going to talk about today?
Dude, okay, I brought a good topic. Actually, yeah, I brought something good.
Wait, what is that?
Missing, that's you, fool. Have you guys have seen this person?
You're 320 since when are you 320? 23 to 27, damn.
I thought you were like 420.
Damn.
Guys, I feel like Jimmy's watching this because of the title. But Jimmy, come on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Come on the podcast.
What are you gonna ask him on the podcast?
Everything.
What do you want to know? All the juicy stuff.
I want to know all the business.
You did it.
The business size of. I want to know how business is done on the.
I just saw that he posted the plaque that
10 billion streams.
10 billion streams.
Congrats.
Almost.
Lo mismo que McDonald's. 10 billion streams for Rancho Milde. Yeah.
Hey, who streams were like the
Natas?
Natas. You know my question.
This guy.
No, one.
Nata.
Okay, once he comes on here, like, what's one question you're going to ask him? I want to know. Make it, you know, prove it to him.
It's like, okay. Well, what I would ask Jimmy is kind of like some shit he kind of already said with Pepe.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you know, okay. Well, I'm going to talk about it right now, but.
Okay, I want to know. What would you ask him?
Honestly, I wouldn't know.
Damn, was it nervous or what?
Yeah. No, I would ask him some stuff that he... I think he's going to make it clear. So, like, in this, what I'm going to be talking about in a bit is that he's going to take out a vlog, he said, of all the beef he had and just clear it up. Like, just explain it. And he's actually going to court with Legado.
Mm. Is he?
Yeah. Well, obviously not Legado, Ramon or Alex.
I should have watched your video.
Damn.
I just saw a little clip of it.
Damn. And he gave this, like, kind of, it's kind of like an exclusive.
Are you going to talk about right now why they're going to court?
Yeah.
But,
damn.
I'm going to stay for the podcast. I saw this shit and I was like, damn.
I didn't get to see all of it, honestly, but.
What would you ask?
I would ask him about, like,
kind of like the shit that's going on.
You know what? I would ask a question that would help upcoming musicians, like, oh, what is the best way to, you know, look at a contract and, like, what are the good deals and the bad deals, you know?
Dude, and he actually talked...
Because I feel like we have... Sorry.
I'm actually excited.
We have a lot of musicians that listen to this, so, like, in there, I'm putting myself in their shoes. It would help them, and, like...
No, you in your own shoes. You're an up-and-coming artist as well.
Nah, but I'm not signing.
No, but this is a good topic because... He explains stuff about, like, kids going into TikTok and then other labels, like, how they're just... It's good.
All right,
but
go.
But what else?
Jimmy? We're also going to be talking about Vicente Fernandez. You know, he passed away this week, and I just wanted
last week, because this video's going to go.
Oh, yeah. Last week, I just want to do a little recap on maybe, like, his whole life, his career.
Yeah.
And I think some people don't know the...
Some stuff. Well, I didn't know when you told me. But, and then lastly...
Edwin. Getting caught.
Hey, let's all go.
And then
homie's like,
"Damn, that one got caught." Oh no, actually, it's kind of old. But why are they bringing it up now?
Because he's popping.
Because Edwin Cash.
Edwin Cash.
She put that food asleep.
Damn.
How?
Como? Con los pasos prohibidos, huh?
Give him the Gogol 3000 and other
moves. And the nigga went,
"Damn, that's so."
That's why they say musicos are not fieles, huh?
Podcasters are.
I don't think. I feel like if you
honestly,
were,
yeah, podcasters.
Yeah. I was gonna be like,
us podcasters are angelitos.
Yep.
I should just finish reading the Bible.
Me too.
I haven't finished it, but probably by tomorrow.
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Shut up. Ooh, where do we start? What?
Nah, I feel like this is gonna be a good podcast.
I'm ready for the Jimmy stuff, but you want to talk about the Chinta stuff? Like, just to get it out of the way. Not to get out of the way like that in a rude way, but just whatever. To like. Okay, I feel like the Jimmy's gonna be like kind of.
Yeah, because I just wanted to talk about this to prove that we are C-Sabo kids. But, you know, like everybody says, oh, Vicente Fernandez, like the best or whatever, the king. But I just wanted
to do. The king of the Joe Biden even posted
Joe Biden
about him.
Yeah, but some specifics that maybe the younger audience might not know. You know, Vicente Fernandez, he was born in 1940. You know, highlights of his career, he sold 50 million copies worldwide. Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, 50 million copies worldwide. And I think that number is very significant, even if it seems small compared to the 10 billion streams. Because, you know, people actually had to go to the store to buy the
CDs and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, like the big ass ones? The one that you put a record player?
Both, like little CDs, big CDs.
Yeah, and then,
cassettes.
You know, 10 million copies, but, you know, the CD probably had like 15, so times 15 on that. He won 3 Grammys. He got his first guitar at 8.
3 Grammys?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Grammys existed back then.
No, he got those recently.
Oh, I was crazy, stupid.
I thought when he started, I was like, damn.
There wasn't even TV back then.
Yeah, his last Grammy actually got it in 2016.
Like, where did they host these Grammys? I didn't know.
In El caves. Rancho.
Did you say caves?
I didn't know.
I feel like I heard that.
No, I didn't.
No, he had a humble beginnings. Well, he actually only finished elementary like this guy.
No,
he started. Keiko, he got Fernandez. His first guitar at 8.
You still have hope, Keiko.
He started performing at restaurants when he was 14, and he got his first paid, like, professional performance at 21 on a show called La Calandria.
How much you get paid? Did it say?
I know, I didn't say.
And how much you guys think he got paid?
Like, I'm pretty sure a little, because obviously 100? Back then, because
inflation, huh?
Probably like, and then 50 pesos.
Deadass?
No. He's actually been doing music. Like, did he have a regular job? Do you know?
It didn't say, but I don't think so.
That he was making,
because
singing on the bus.
He was, yeah. So I think his job was just like being like a musico, you know, like not a professional artist, but just a musico, because he would play in
in buses, at restaurants, and he started at 14, so he probably did that his whole life. And that when he was 25, he moved to Mexico City to pursue his music career. And he, Dan, that's the one thing that like most surprised me was that I thought he was just like an instant hit, but he wasn't. He got his first like huge hit at the age of 36. You know, maybe that's like, that's young still, but you know, he was trying since 14. And he, guess how many albums he did? I want to ask you, guess how many albums, like real, like studio albums?
55.
Did I tell you?
No,
it was 50.
50?
That's right.
Total?
Wait, 50. 50 albums? Not all of them are out, obviously, right? Or what?
No, 50 albums that are out.
Really?
Damn, are they all?
You think about it, because he had like a 50 years of like career. I think he did it where he dropped one every year.
And he did like 30 something.
Movies?
Movies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like 33 movies that he did. Damn. But he stopped doing movies in 1990. He just said he wanted to do music better. He wanted to do that. And I feel like 300 songs.
I feel like everything. It's so cool that you're an artist and you also do movies. Like right now, who's doing that?
Bad Bunny?
No, like in the regional.
Oh. No.
No.
No, that's why he's a rey. You know, nobody has copied that. Nobody has been able to do that.
Pepe Garza came out in a show, no? He told us?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The one on Netflix?
Yeah, one on Netflix.
Like the Mexican Kardashians or something, no?
Like what, Housewives or something? Not the Housewives.
But like, I remember he told
like
us about
Pretty Little Liars?
Pretty Little Liars.
The Kardashians.
I don't know. He could, no, something about Mexican something.
Jackass.
Like, what? Laugh, bitch.
What?
You were like all serious, like.
No, yeah. And then another thing, he broke the attendance record. And then the other thing, he peaked in his musical career when at like a later age. He peaked, you know, like in the 90s. And in 2009, he broke the record at El Zócalo, which I think is an important venue.
Zócalo?
Well, like it's in Mexico City. I guess it's not really a venue. It's just like the centro de la ciudad.
Is it Zócalo Zoo?
No.
How does he do in Spanish?
How do you know?
La Casa de Queco.
Before everyone cooks me as a...
It's called El Zoológico.
Oh, Zoológico. Oh, there you go.
But actually, as being a Chilango myself, half, and living there, actually, I got to go and but, you know, he wasn't performing, but it's just like the middle of the city. Like, it's just like the historical.
Big. The center for El Centro, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just like nothing in the middle, so that's where they do the concerts. How many people do you think he broke the record with?
I think 90,000?
More.
100?
That's Bad Bunny numbers.
120,000?
I need El Rey numbers.
120,000?
3,000? 200,000? 220. Oh, that's a lot of people.
But, okay, so in Mexico City, is that the place where they do like the Mexican Independence Day, where everyone goes there? Oh, god damn, that's just big.
Mm-hmm.
That's like two Bad Bunnies. 20.
And then another huge highlight in his career was in 2016 when he did his very last concert. He did in El Estadio Azteca.
Well, pay attention.
I wasn't paying attention. That's why I asked him to repeat it.
Come on, people are going to really say you're no sabo. In 2016, he performed his last show called Azteca, Un Azteca en el Azteca. Yeah, it was like that. And he did it in front of 80,000 people. The concert was free. And he performed for 4 hours straight, the longest of any in his career. But I think the outstanding part is that they recorded that and then they, you know, they cut up the songs and they made it into an album. And that album won the Grammy, his last Grammy.
So it wasn't, they just recorded it and then
like
they
literally
turned it into an album?
Chente, Do Your Thing, and he got a Grammy.
Damn.
For a live album performance.
Wait, I don't know, this is a stupid question. Well, yeah, probably is a stupid question, but I'm still going to ask it. Like, is he bigger than Michael Jackson?
Because
Michael Jackson is like crazy big.
I feel like maybe no, because you know Chente was probably just for the Mexicans
or the Latin.
The whole
community.
Latin.
And then like Michael Jackson
that was everywhere.
Oh yeah,
because like the Japanese people were like fainting when they saw him too.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was like worldwide, but you know Chente had like the whole Latin.
Damn,
because
but
the country's on a chokehold for 50 years.
Yeah, and then I think you mentioned that obviously that was like one of the biggest things that happened to the regional, and obviously it had some influence to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Corridos tumbados.
Well, his son.
Hey, believe it or no. Wait.
Well, I was going to say his son did do a more tumbado nata.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. What do you think, like, Chente told him?
I feel like he wasn't with it.
He wasn't with it?
He probably got his ass spanked.
His ass.
They probably timed them out for music.
I'm saying that because I feel like a lot of older people don't like really fuck with this new dude. And then
I knew because they turned off the comments for that video.
Oh, really?
They weren't trying to hear none of it.
Wasn't fucking
from the beginning. No comments.
Like Pepe Aguilar too. Wasn't he fighting with Nata?
Oh yeah.
Well, he basically called corridos tumbados like trash, and then Nata took it personal, and that's how that whole fight happened.
Yeah.
But then it got him a lot of publicity. He got not that lot of publicity.
Yeah, because I remember he posted it on his story that week. I don't know why I remember, but that week that he got like 90,000 new followers. Damn. Like the time when he was beefing with him.
And he was trying to start some beef so he could get new followers.
Honestly, it works.
Yeah, but also like another badass... I remember it. A badass story that I read was that his son, Vicente Fernandez Jr., he got kidnapped in 1996 or 1998, I can't remember. But he got kidnapped for 125 days by a guy called Mochadedos. And, they contacted him, and he never went to the police. And, like, you know, his family knew about it, but they never told anyone. And, like, they kept the performances and all that stuff.
Wait, I'm sorry, Mochahuevos or Dedos?
Dedos, Mochadedos.
Like, damn.
Te vamos a echar los huevos a ti, güey.
Soba huevos.
Oh, yeah, soba huevos. Que te corten, güey.
So that's like the baddest part, that his son was kidnapped for 125 days and he never went to the police, and they asked him for $5 million. I guess he got a discount. He ended up paying like 3.2.
Dollars or pesos?
He cut the middleman.
No, dollars.
Dollars? That's a lot of fucking money.
That's probably like 20 million now. But yeah, they returned him after once he paid, and si le mocharon dos dedos. They returned him with, Vicente Fernandez Jr. has no dedos. Well, he has two dedos? Well,
he has eight.
I don't know which hand they cut him off, but they cut two off.
It would have sucked if they cut these 12 inches.
Because then you're going to go like...
like this.
Can't flip anyone off. Or can you do the Spider-Man?
Just kidding. Yeah, that... So I think that's really badass. He never went to the police. He figured it out and he got the money.
That is crazy.
He got finesse. He should have gone to the fucking police.
Enough of Chente. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P.
A lot of famous people. A lot of people died this year.
I did not know anything about that. I like that, Angel.
I know. I feel like I was back in history class.
I know, but it was interesting to know because he did tell me about the Mochahuevos.
I got to bring this segment back.
Yeah. Like, now we're no, guys now you every week. We're no sabos.
Yup.
Si sabe.
You know, Kiko asked how to spell no sabo.
When?
I remember you did.
When?
I think you did.
When?
Like it's like no days. Sabo with a Z?
I think yesterday.
No, yesterday when? He didn't know how to spell vintage.
Oh, yeah.
I told him to write down vintage.
That's a tough one, though.
He's like, bitch, I don't know how to write that. He's like, Siri, vintage.
Con B de burro.
I think I got confused.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
The other funny thing you think yesterday is over, but... The other funny thing when he grabbed some girl's like titty when he was taking a picture, okay. He went like this and he did.
He's talking about like Chende passing away. He's like, oh, he grabbed the girl's titty.
No, you're like, no, this is my segment.
No, my segment. It's over when I say so. So then after he grabbed his titty and then like his statement, like saying sorry, he was like, whoops, my bad, I didn't know. I took a picture with a lot of people and
we covered that when Chende grabbed the melon.
We did a TikTok
because we're talking about. Ariel Pérez, no, someone Ariel kissing Pérez. A girl, no?
Oh, Ariel Pérez?
Lalo Mora.
Lalo Mora, you said.
Oh, yeah.
Ariel Pérez.
Hey, who's the fool that does the podcast?
Oh, shut up, bitch.
He doesn't know how to say Enigma Norteño.
I can't say that.
Enigma.
He's like Enigma
Norteño. Enigma Norteño. There you go. Yep. But anyway, what the fuck happened with Jimmy?
Jimmy, or you guys want to jump Jimmy?
We never got to find out
if... coming to my TikTok.
If... Chente was actually Angelina's father.
So Kego has a theory that I think it's out there. We talked about it, I think, twice before. But if you guys are new to watching this, Kego says that...
says?
Kego said... No, because he still says it to this thing. That
he'd back up.
Chente Fernandez is a father of Angel Aguilar. That is not Pepe Aguilar.
Why?
Because he bought her a horse.
Let him speak.
Yeah.
All right, just say it again for the new viewers. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Chente is Angela. Angela. Angela's dad.
All right, enough of that.
Okay.
It's like, damn.
Back it up, fool. You can't choose fucking.
Wait, what do you think of Angela?
Someone told him, man.
A lot of people.
He didn't know that she was 18. And then, I was like, dude.
Someone convinced him.
She's 18.
Now she's 18.
Damn. You just admitted guilt.
Waited. Okay, go.
Damn. Wait, what are you waiting for?
Wait, what?
Wait. I just want to say something quick. If you guys are new to the podcast, make sure to comment down. To comment help with the algorithm.
So about the Chente Fernandez. Like, comment about that. All right. What makes you
about
say that?
About Bill Nye and shit.
Or when you started watching the podcast.
Well, back yourself up. What makes you say that?
I don't
Le
think
compró un caballito?
Yeah. He basically bought her a whole ranch with horses.
He bought her a ranch with horses?
Mm-hmm. I bet, no. Yeah.
Yeah, look
something going on there.
Yeah, and but second, they were saying that he was the like her godfather and shit like that.
Okay, and
well, that was rich as fuck.
Also, I saw that
if
at
it
the
said
time
in
of
the if it said in the article that he was having
it
sex,
it said in the article
article.
Okay,
article,
see, it's because you guys didn't let me finish my
that he
segment.
Was having sex at 70 years old.
Yeah, like 79, because he said that he didn't want to be sleeping with his wife. And got like a liver transplant, like have the liver be like from someone gay or like, you know, just another man in general.
That does drugs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so that's
what that was. Didn't have a.
He was that old?
That was a savage. That's
he was 81.
It depends on who they have it with. He could have it with a younger lady. Or?
So at 79, he said that he didn't want to be like
but
know, doing stuff with his wife.
Isn't there at an age where a guy can't have kids no more?
What was it, 79 for him?
That's a good excuse, bro.
Now I'm telling you, he peaked later in life.
Mm-hmm.
He was a late bloomer. Yep.
Just processed longer, so.
Damn, that was a legend. Yeah. Anyway, rest
but
in peace to the legend.
RIP.
Yeah, RIP.
Wait, but what about the mom? Well, you didn't back yourself up, but what about the mom?
What do you mean? I did back myself up.
Is it like
you just said he was rich?
You just said he bought
he said
her.
He was,
you
he
you
said
just
that.
Said that.
I said he was rich because he is.
He is.
Oh,
rich.
Oh wait,
so because he bought her a ranch and a horse, he's the dad.
That was dumb.
All right.
Let me say something smart.
Okay.
There was an interview where Vicente Fernandez recorded a shitload of music. So after his death, like, there's still going to be music. So.
Oh, there's still a lot of them release music.
No. Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Alex,
no.
Like, you
yeah,
just
yeah.
want to go against
no, no,
them
no,
no matter what.
No. What I'm trying to say is that he knew he was going to pass, right? Yeah. Well, just like everybody else, right? So he literally stacked up on music and it's ready to release. Like, there's albums ready. So, like, even when, obviously he's dead already, but he's still going to make money when they're,
well,
the family's going to make money when they release and people are going to listen to Chente's unreleased shit. Like, who's not going to listen to it?
Jimmy's like, I should have signed them. Just kidding, Jimmy. I know you're watching this.
But talking about Chente and Angela, she's going to do a duet with Grupo Firme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we talk about Jimmy now?
Yeah,
wait, I don't even know where like she came
Jimmy.
Out of.
Me no. Chente.
That was a good one.
Oh my god. Alright, the Jimmy shit. Or
when was it? No, you said Jimmy shit.
Alright, Jimmy shit. So Jimmy
no break.
Went to Pepe's office. And Pepe usually invites us when he has guests over and he didn't invite us this time.
I wonder
and,
why.
Oh yeah, huh? Just kidding. And then so Jimmy went on and then he basically had him over to talk about like the beef with Nata. All his beef with Nata, Codiciado, Abraham Vasquez, Legado, I forgot the other name. But
there's too many beefs, honestly.
Yeah, but like, and then he also talked about like shit about how other labels, like they're making a mistake about signing artists from TikTok. I'll show you. I'm a player.
Signing TikTok artists?
Yeah. Just
did he said that?
Huh?
There you go.
So first, this clip I have is Jimmy telling Pepe that there's gonna be a vlog where he's gonna take out and he's gonna be talking about all that. It's actually already recorded, but he's gonna be talking about all the beefs and clearing and like the real shit going on. Fuck.
Maybe move the cable.
Oh, I think I know why.
Vamos a hablar de todos los pedos de Rancho Humilde. Es más, ya se habló. Ya se hizo.
Okay.
Y lo vamos a sacar.
Okay,
pero
bueno.
Va a ser un blog donde se habló de todos los pedos, güey. La neta, ¿quién fue quién? ¿Quién nos hizo esto? ¿Y cómo y por qué, güey?
Wow.
Hablamos todo, güey. Entonces, ahí sí no los detuvimos nada.
¿Y cuándo lo van a lanzar?
A ver. A ver si no te doy una parte a ti y yo lanzo la otra parte también. Los metemos los dos en pedo.
Ya está. Dale, ven.
Jimmy, send it to us. We'll upload it.
Yeah, we'll monetize for you. Don't trip.
But what do you guys think about that? Like, you think that's good for Jimmy that he's finally...
Well,
because he wouldn't really speak up about stuff.
Well, I just know that they would bash on him a lot for like giving bad contracts, and maybe he could clear that up. Maybe we're all wrong.
Maybe it'll change a lot his image a lot, because a lot of people. I feel like Jimmy never really talks.
No, he doesn't.
About this, like,
well, he does, but like very briefly. I feel like he can't say much.
Okay, and then on this part, he was saying how, like, I think he said labels or other people, that how they were brainwashing Nata and, like, most artists. I think they did that to Codiciado or some shit, but...
La mente débil. Mm-hmm. Entonces llegan y, hey, fulano este y este y este. Lo que pasó con Nata fue algo similar. Llegó, con él fue varias gente que yo. Ya después me empecé a dar cuenta como, este güey, esa vieja... Ajá. Esa pinche vieja, no mames, güey. Este güey, uh-huh. Como que un camarada de años, güey. Uh-huh. De años. Diciéndole cosas a este güey que uh-huh. Yo le dije, güey, en serio, güey. Le hablé y le dijiste, güey.
Que además había algo como que había un malentendido, ¿no? O sea, él ya tenía algo que te estaba pidiendo porque dijiste, güey, pero pues, ya lo tuyo.
Tenía. Ya lo tenía. Su publishing siempre ha tenido una gran parte. Uh-huh. Y te digo la neta, no se lo ha dicho a nadie. Acabamos de hacer el contrato nuevo. Uh-huh. La verdad, Pepe, yo como le dije a su abogado y le dije al mío, lo que él quiera para que él se sienta a gusto.
Oh, okay. Así fue. Uh-huh.
No te lo puedo decir de otra manera. Y no te puedo decir que cambiamos
drásticamente.
Drásticamente. No, no hicimos eso. Nomás unos ajustes aquí y allá. Y la verdad...
Did you just change the date?
You got a non-ending contract. All right, contract.
Nata, instead of ending next year, you end in 2 years.
Nah, hey, Nata, like said, give him exactly whatever he wants. Why? Because I can't afford losing him or my label.
Yep.
Nata is a big money maker.
But not only that, but he's a big influence to like what the other artists that are coming mm-hmm. up are going to do.
They're just waiting until you play the thing to say something.
No, think about it. Like, if it takes one person to be like, oh, don't sign to a label, get a manager and be independent, and then boom, everyone starts doing it. And then these labels are going to be like, well, that's what I think, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, the majority of the big artists who influence the new artists mm-hmm. are in labels, right?
Yeah.
Who? Never mind.
Bien a gusto. Bueno. Siempre trabajo bien a gusto.
Nata sigue en Rancho Humilde. El próximo álbum lo vas a sacar tú.
Seguimos de managers.
You didn't answer that question right there. I actually got cut off.
A ver.
Yeah, he asked him like, oh, is the next album going to be... Are you going to take it out?
Oh, they just like cut the piece out of whatever he said?
Yeah.
Oh, a ver, let me see.
Y la verdad, yo estoy bien a gusto. Bueno. Siempre trabajo bien a gusto.
Nata sigue en Rancho Humilde. El próximo álbum lo vas a sacar tú.
Seguimos de managers, pero igual como...
Damn, okay. You think Nata's going to take it out with Rancho Mille or with, by himself and shit?
I don't know. I just know that the next album's going to be really good.
Well, how could you
go? I want Dinero Digital to be on there.
Yeah, I mean, Dinero. And then right here, this is where, like, shit gets, like, crazy. So he talks about the Legado beef and then how, like, one day they were at his house and then the day after, that's when they, like, called him out and shit. And then they're going to court. And, how the Legado never helped, or Lumbre Music never did really anything with like Fuerza Regida and shit like that. So that's kind of...
Que viene, mm-hmm. vamos a sacar la grabación.
Tomando en cuenta broncas que ha habido con Legado 7, ¿te arrepientes de algo con ellos? O sea, de no sé.
Yeah, he's had to set up straight for that.
Mira, Pepe. ¿Sentido personalmente o algo así?
Sí, güey. Sí quedé sentido personalmente porque para mí eran familia. ¿Sí me entiendes? Y cuando un familiar te da la espalda, cabrón, ¿sí me entiendes? Y luego dices, ¿en serio, güey? Uh-huh. Como...
Bueno, es como una morra que te deja de querer, ¿no? O sea, como que se siente feo sentir.
Pues no es que ni te deje de querer, güey, porque yo digo, uh-huh. los morros hicieron dinero a lo pendejo, viejo. Se les pagó todo. Entonces, cuando un artista sale y dice, como ellos salieron, que yo les debía dinero, que páguenme el dinero que le debo, yo me quedé y dije, fuck, man, pinche vato hipócrita, bro. ¿Sí me entiendes? Nunca hablaba yo de esto y no voy a hablar mal de ellos porque...
You think Legado actually got to like the millions?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, I knew him from like 2 years ago when, you know, I was still selling Babe. Like, dude, he spent so much money on Babe. Like, he had to be a millionaire. $300 haircuts.
Yo no puedo hablar mal de una persona con el que yo conviví. Pero haz de cuenta que este güey estaba en mi casa un día antes y para el siguiente día está hablando así de mí, como, bro, estás en la casa donde verme mis hijos, cabrón. ¿Sí me entiendes? Yo cómo voy a ver hablando a alguien así. Pero la neta, yo digo, no se les debe nada, hasta el último centavo se les ha pagado. Es más, no hacía nada. Ya se fueron y se quedó este Fuerza Régida y está teniendo el éxito más grande de su vida, de su carrera.
Está yendo muy bien. ¿Sí me entiendes? Ahora que estuvieron acá, la gente ha hablado de poca madre de las nuevas rolas.
Fuerza Régida es un ejemplo de lo que, no lo voy a decir por faltar el respeto a nadie, pero es un ejemplo donde cuando yo me siento con un artista, podemos hacer mucha magia juntos. Yo no te puedo decir que, ¿sabes qué? Estos güeyes me ayudaron con Fuerza Régida o con Herencia de Patrones. A lo mejor al Fuerza Régida sí le ayudó con unas producciones, pero en el negocio, promoción o eso, en nada los ayudaron. Siempre ha sido Rancho Humilde.
Damn, so you know how like Lumbre Music also owns a... ¿Una Herencia too?
Yep.
Yeah, because on the song they're like Rancho Humilde, Lumbre Music,
HP Records.
They're signing the 3 contracts.
Yeah.
So, God damn. Jimmy is basically saying that he didn't help with shit.
He did everything.
Yeah, and then that they only help Fuerza Regida with like a production, like a little promo video.
a little story promo. Shout out.
Hey, but you know what's dope?
Parate ahí, masa.
No.
Just kidding. Toro, grábame un video.
This might be a little bit off topic, but like, you know what's pretty dope? That you could see J.O.P. directing his own music video.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's badass.
Like, even how they stand on the pictures. Yeah, I saw that.
That's genius.
I mean, not that it's genius, but it's just, like, it's cool to see that the main
level
person,
of involvement.
Yeah, that involvement. He's not just, like, showed like up drive. Pictures and did. Like, he actually wants to.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Entonces, güey, el vato estaba recibiendo cheques gratis, cabrón. Y chequesazos, güey. No piensas que el vato lo metieron al bote y de todos modos ahí estuvimos reportándolo. Lo sacamos del bote y todavía vamos a los malos. ¿Sí me entiendes? Entonces, yo ya sí me la pienso dos veces porque el otro día... Un artista que tenemos firmado de música inglés, lo metieron al bote y lo sacamos. Uh-huh. Y ese cabrón, bien agradecido, a tu hijísima madre.
Oh, you know who they're talking about?
Otro cabrón.
Peso?
Yeah. Yeah, because he goes to jail like every other week. No disrespect.
Yeah. He goes to what? No,
he goes to jail every other week.
Yeah, no, for real.
Peso?
Yeah, Peso.
He's actually good. I never listened to his songs. He's a really good songwriter.
Damn.
He goes to jail every other week.
Probably that motivates
todo menos.
I just realized. Yeah, but he's actually like 17.
Huh?
He's actually 17 because they took him to like, they got him out of juvie.
Oh, you know what? They actually
shot his car or something.
Yeah, with like pellets.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Please be careful.
I never heard of that.
You want to hear more of the music?
Probably write some better songs.
Wait, why did Ramon go to jail for again?
Oh, because he got caught with weed in Texas.
Oh, yeah. And then he's not like from here. So, like, oh, yeah.
Damn, but that's crazy. Like, to. Wait, but he was undocumented?
Yeah, he's undocumented.
And they were able to get him out of jail without getting deported?
Ah, damn. That's a magia right there.
That's props to Jimmy right there. Because...
...bote y dije, ya no voy a meter las manos. Ya estuvo, güey. Ya, yo ya no puedo meterme en esos pedos. ¿Por qué? Porque al último no sales ni bien ni mal. Uh-huh. No sabes a quién estás ayudando. ¿Sí me entiendes? Entonces ya mejor cada pinche pedo que traiga cada cabrón que lo arregle él por su lado.
I cut this piece off. You couldn't really hear, but with Jimmy saying, like, whoever goes to jail, he's not going to get them out no more.
Damn, you're on your own.
With enough money, you can get yourself out of jail. Damn. So justice is bought.
He was in there for a pretty long time, Ramon.
Really?
Half of the Smoke Me Out tour.
No, really? I thought he was there for like... No, because I remember they flew to his like court hearing. So I think it wasn't like a overnight.
I think... And I even think too, like the day... Because they were supposed to have a show that same day. And I think... Saul was the one that...
I was
like,
about to mention that right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then after that, they got JJ. Junior Salazar or whatever.
Okay. I want to say one thing. Dude. I know what they're going to say. So one thing about my boy right here. No, like it's a true. Nickname for everyone. Like, dude, like, he doesn't personally know JJ.
Oh, well,
know, he doesn't know.
His name is Legado was here, and he was talking about Samelon. Samelon. He's like, Sammy?
And then
I called him.
And then Ramon was like, who is that? He's like, Sammy.
Sammy. From Fuerza. Oh, Samelon.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I think it's funny.
He even calls you a P-Master.
Dude, I thought he said JJ.
Oh, my God. And then, like, if your name's Alberto, like,
hey, shout out to Alberto. Like, he calls you Beto.
Umberto.
Or Umberto.
Umberto. Umberto. Tiene hambre.
Nosotros, los de nosotros, y cada pedo lo de ellos. Ya, por ellos aprendimos muchas cosas. Por ellos seguimos aprendiendo. Me imagino que pronto vamos a estar en corte. Me vale madre. Yo no tengo nada que esconder. Todo está en la mesa. Ojalá Dios quiera que eso pase para que se arregle este pedo y cada uno tenga que enseñar lo que tenga que enseñar. Porque yo tengo un pinche papelerío así, güey, de todo el trabajo que ha hecho, güey. Y me imagino que yo no voy a hablar mal de ellos, pero no. Se juntaron con otra empresa y ahí andan cagándome el palo.
Damn, what empresa do you think?
Damn.
They're going to go to court.
Damn, I'm trying to... I don't think they've posted any other
empresa. Damn.
So, they probably got something on
the... I think this is a really good interview because, like, it lets you see how shit actually goes down and how, like, you had to have all
the paperwork. And how everyone has their own story.
Yeah, everyone has their own story. And then, like, there's beef in the regional, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's open. Everything's open.
I think it's great, too, how they're actually... Well, he says they're going to go to court and you actually get to see who's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, to Jason's house saying that.
JJ.
JJ.
To add
to that, like, I feel like there's two types of interviews where, like, they just go in, like the whatever interview, and, like, when they actually talk, you know? Mm-hmm. He really talked, not like other times.
Yeah, I feel like he had the opportunity to, like, really say something, and he did, you know, say a lot of shit.
Yeah, props for that.
I think that's what the interview was for, to be honest.
Yeah, probably, just to clear up everything.
Because, I mean, he's been on, like, 4 times. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought he's gonna ask him like, "Oh, who inspired you?" or something like that. Like,
¿de dónde eres, viejo?
¿Sí me entiendes? Pero no hay pedo.
Parte del
mira, business. Esa empresa ya me la hizo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 veces y lo va a seguir haciendo. Uh-huh. ¿Sí me entiendes? Hasta les mando un saludo porque me habían puesto un nombre del 10%. Uh-huh. Ahí les mando un saludo.
Okay.
¿Ah? Bueno. Entonces me dijeron que me pidieron una vez so el 10%.
They nickname el 10%. Damn. Hey, watch when he comes, this fool.
10%.
Damn, but
wait, when Jimmy comes, what's the nickname you're gonna get up on it?
Gecko chokes up.
He's gonna be like Jimbo.
Jimbo?
Probably. Okay. Like Slim Jim.
I think it'll be okay, so I skipped that part and then there's another part where he talks about how like when Nata like in the Urbano, how it's so easy to do business compared to here. He admit that. You know how we always talk about that, like over there, like reggaetonero dude. They'll put
they
like
got eight biggest people in one song.
Yeah,
he talks about that, how making business with Bad Bunny was like less than 4 minutes. And then he said that when he tries to do business with like in the regional, they want to get him like 15% and shit. Watch this.
Afuera de Rancho Humilde, con él ha sido el negocio más fácil. Así se hizo. No duramos ni 2 minutos hablando del negocio, viejo.
Qué bueno.
Y me habla un manager de fulano de tal. No, nomás te voy a dar el 15%, viejo. ¿Cómo vas a dar el 15% si el que me no te ocupo, pues? ¿Sí me entiendes? Con todo respeto, pues.
Sí, claro.
Y le digo, aquí mis artistas ganan, bro. Yo no sé en tu empresa cómo te manejes, pero aquí todos mis artistas van a ganar a huevo, pues. Yo quiero que ellos tengan un futuro seguro, pues. Uh-huh. ¿Sí me entiendes? Yo voy a pelear por ellos y también por nosotros.
Claro.
Porque, pues, en eso estamos en el negocio.
Por supuesto.
Pero yo no sé por qué se ha complicado tanto el hacer el negocio. Nosotros los mexicanos ocupamos de abrirnos más, abrir la mente, abrir la forma de trabajar. Ya viste, ya está pasando Maluma y Firme. Está pasando lo de Carin León y otros sí, de Urbano.
Sí,
los dos carnales y Camilo.
Sí,
digo,
sí,
para mí se hizo un trend como que ya los urbanos dijeron, hey, vamos a grabar un corrido o una canción o algo con ellos. Y nosotros también ahí, ¿sabes qué? Vamos a irlos para allá. Que no hay pedo.
Ese pedo. A huevo.
Que no hay pedo, digo.
Do you guys think that, like, not that Bad Bunny, like, kind of...
Were the trendsetters?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Because now, like, Jay Cortez, Ivan, and
yeah.
So on.
I feel like that's happening because the cultures are so alike between the, you know, our generation music and the reggaetoneros. Like, you think about it. It's, like, all rap
type influence. Mm-hmm. Like even the way they dress, it's all rap type influence. So I feel like that's why it's so easy to like, oh yeah, I like this, I like that, blah, blah, blah.
And it's important that they are trying to, you know, yeah, elaborate, because maybe they already knew that it just wasn't working out before.
Yeah, like the Firme and
Maluma.
And Maluma, that song was good.
Honestly, I haven't listened to it. Dude, there's a lot of songs that I haven't listened to. Like, sometimes I think, like, fuck, how am I doing this podcast? I'm not even.
He burned himself shit out. No, he's the one that puts us on the good songs. We listened to the Firme and Maluma like 10 times, huh? When you put it in the.
Oh, then I probably did.
Yeah, yeah.
There, it goes to show you don't need to know too much about music.
No, dude, I'm gonna be honest. Like, when we started, like, I remember we started, like, talking about, like, Tony Loy and, like, I did kind of know a little bit about Tony Loy, but, like, when we talk about, like, Triple L, Los del Puerto, dude, I did not know nothing. I know you didn't either. I don't know about you, but, like, I would talk about it.
I mean, not much, but, like, I tried, you know?
And that's why I like that, like, we started having guests, because, to be honest, like, I don't really listen to, like, a lot of these groups.
Yeah.
I do, but, like, I don't really invest a lot of time.
Yeah, and I think the genre is changing a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still waiting for the Ovi and Christian Nodal song.
I think they scratched it.
Yeah. Damn. Think it's out? Think it's
true. That would have been a big hit. That would have been a huge hit.
Yeah. It's. I was actually, like listening to it.
Regardless of good or bad, like, you know, just the names.
Yeah, it's...
It was produced by someone. It wasn't their song. Like, they got a actual producer. Writer? Like, a songwriter. Uh-huh. To actually, you know, construct the song, and then I would just hop on the song. So I feel like...
Dan, does that take away merit from the... Like the artist when they get a songwriter?
Yeah, you think the writer keeps the royalties for the song or what?
He has to.
They had to divide up. No,
they have to get something. But do you think it makes it like any less, like, what's the word?
Like, I guess original.
Yeah, or
like special.
I think I know. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, it takes away from like
the artist
being. Yeah,
I mean, I
think no,
like, you know, merit takes away.
Like, dude, there's a lot of, like, good compositores. Like, what's his name? Giovanni Cabrera?
Yeah.
Like, he's written a lot of good songs. He's the one that wrote, Dime que
tienes. Oh, yeah.
And, like, I don't think anyone said, oh, Karim León, like, because he didn't write it. Like, and people still fucked with it.
I think you still need talent to pick the good song.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Okay, now on this part, Jimmy talked about how, like, TikTok and how, like, other labels are...
It's fucking up.
Yeah, by just signing every song that hits. And, like, there's a way to find out what song, I think with Warner, to find out which artist is hitting on TikTok. And he talks about an artist, and that's how he found out, because that he hit up that artist, which I have a feeling I know who it is.
But I have a feeling, too. Yeah.
When he talks about it, you don't feel anything? let's just play a watch.
Lo importante... Pues disfrutar el proceso, ¿no? Y vivir el sueño como lo hacen ustedes.
Te digo, Pepe, yo me divierto haciendo esta madre. Qué bueno. Ahorita está de moda que todas las compañías de empresas, disculpa que les diga, pero les voy a decir la neta lo que es. Todas las empresas están bien pegadas al pinche TikTok y la canción que esté más viral, todos están correteando a ese pinche artista. Y le digo, ¿qué le pasó a la esencia de buscar a un artista que te guste su música de él, que te guste la forma de ser, o ella o él? Y se vayan con eso. Ahora, todo el mundo se está pegando a lo de TikTok y yo digo, bro, a mí me da agüite.
A lo mejor es un inicio, ¿no? O sea, digo, las empresas grandes sí es ridículo, pero quien está empezando desde abajo y agarra un TikTok.
Nice. Damn.
That's how we got found.
TikTok no, changed
Pepe,
life.
Pepe said las empresas grandes es ridículo. And you know who does that a lot?
The record.
Yeah. You think that it's in the way it's kind of like...
Wait, is that how they got Los del Limit?
Los del Limit, Quisiera, Angel Perez.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think...
And the other guy with the mushroom cut, Marcos something.
So, oh, yeah, him. What do you guys think about that?
Damn, I don't know. I'm barely getting into the whole, like, TikTok.
I feel
become, like an everyday TikTok user. But no, that's otro pedo.
I feel like it's not bad. I think it's a... Well... Here's the thing why it could be bad and why it could be good. It could be bad because it's one hit song. You don't know what they have after.
And it's like this. You know, it could be the most biggest song for, what, 2 days?
That happened to Ivan. And then what? Well, I mean, not Ivan. In a bad way, but like, he...
No, but Ivan's songs are still hitting.
No.
Oh, no, you mean as in it became like the biggest song?
Yeah.
Because I think the chart came out that it was like the second or third biggest TikTok song.
TikTok song, yeah. In the Latin.
I don't know what's the list, but hey, that's crazy. He's not even 18.
I feel like it's a risk for the label to do that, but I think it's not a bad idea. Maybe the contract is short.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because they're a 30-day contract?
They're 1-year contract?
like 6 months.
No, you want a warranty with that?
There is artists who have one song, and then like the ones after that don't hit.
It could be as in they got discovered, like their talent was discovered by, you know, the one song that went viral on TikTok, or maybe it was just like they just got lucky and like their sound got popular.
Yeah, I feel like
I think it goes case by case.
If you hit, like, you really gotta back it up.
Yeah.
Hardest part is staying on top.
Yeah.
Like, you hear that? It's easier to write a shitty song, but it's harder to write a good song. Because you always gotta make it better than the other.
Yep.
But yeah, he doesn't release shit, so.
Relax, Kiko.
Yeah, just public service announcement. Please message Jason on Instagram. Drop a comment here to please release more music.
Y'all need to give me my own interview because
every 8 years.
Hey, if you guys really want it, comment down below if you want the Jason Nunez interview. Because I think there's a lot to
comment right for the there. Algorithm. Because either way, he won't drop.
In 8 years, Jason Ben Solista, he dropped one song.
Yeah, he's only dropped one song, and I think it'll be an interesting interview to see why. Even though we tell him every single day.
It's because I don't know.
2022 is my year.
He said that last year.
He said that for 2020.
No, I didn't say that last year.
Wait, but you guys didn't say, like, what do you two think
about what?
Oh, I said what I thought.
I did say.
No, you.
I forgot
about what? Like labels going for artists who are on trending on TikTok.
What do you think about that?
It's good and bad, but you know,
just give him a
take situation.
I mean, business wise, just give him a short contract.
Yeah, it could help you, or you could give him a contract that says
no, but
it's 1 year. But if I like you, I could sign you, stay another year. That's how some artists do have.
You know what, too? But it's the same work to sign him for 1 year than like 10 years.
You know what? I also think, too, why.
Wait, I don't get what you said that.
No, because.
Sorry, Diego.
Oh, if you just sign him for 1 year, then. Then what if they, like, you know, they start popping at year two? It's like the same effort.
But that's why there's a contract that you could do. You're signed for 1 year, but if the empresa likes you, you stay another year. And if they don't, they could cut you off that 1 year.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what I also think, like, this is an honest opinion. I feel like Jimmy might not like it. And I'm going to tell you guys why. So,
sin
like,
miedo, sin miedo.
Yeah, so I feel like he might not like it because Rancho Mila and Top Records are on top. They're on top. There's people creating labels, signing TikTok artists, and are coming up.
Yeah.
You feel and like kind of like stepping on their toes a little bit.
That means there's going to be more competition.
Like the thing, like, where they say, oh, you're TikTok famous. So like,
it's like, okay, nobody. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's so normal to be like an influence.
And then
so
if,
like,
everyone's famous, is there really anyone famous?
Yeah, no. Like the levels just get harder and harder and harder and harder. So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a whole new thing.
I think some aspects are easier, you know, where it might be easier to sell your song now. Like, literally sell it. Because, you know, they could just go on your phone and, you know, pay the $1 or whatever. You know, compared to having someone, to influence someone so much where they, you know, they get off. You know, they leave their house, go to the store, literally buy your CD. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be easier. But I think now what's harder is adapting so fast to, like, everything. You know, like, oh, TikTok's hitting. Okay, now you have to be on TikTok and like that. Just adapting. That's what's harder now.
Sheesh. New standards.
It's easier to get like a shot at like fame, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your song on TikTok, there's a chance that a lot of people might see it. But like, yeah, I didn't get to say it on the Vicente Fernandez one, but when he went to, you know, like to show how much stuff has changed, when he went to Mexico City, he didn't get signed by a lot of different labels because it was the time of, like, it was like some other guy that was a superstar. I forgot his name. I didn't write it down. But, and then, like, he just accidentally died or whatever. So then, like, they needed a new star. So then that's when they got him. So it wasn't like, oh, you get, like it's a fair, like you have a chance.
Like, the industry picks.
Yeah, like, the industry had, like, a chokehold, like, on everything. But not anymore. If you really try, you put your songs out there on TikTok every day, and one day you're going to get lucky. But back then, nope. No chance.
Yeah, you so just got to, like,
take out music.
Like you said, you gotta know the right people to be on the right platform, or even get like a song played on the radio or some shit.
But I feel like that's why they say that, like, oh, you guys have it so easy now, because they knew that, like, Sierra, like, back then in their time, they would have had like no chance.
They had to really like
to take out your, to be out there as a musician back then, like back then, you would have to go record with like Compa Paco, pay Beto Sierra, Jose Valderrama, money. Like that's when we used to do music.
Like Beto Sierra, like,
how much was Beto Sierra charging us?
Like gym 400? Challenge.
400?
400 what?
Dollars?
Just to put your song on his channel?
Yeah, Jose Valderrama.
You had to go to the gym with him.
Liverick. So many other ones.
Cervando.
No, I don't think that was more new, but like back then, yeah, like to put yourself out there, send your music to Pepe, go to Tengo Talento.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's just like you go on TikTok, you hit.
I think that's why they like hate so much on like the newer, not hate, but that's sometimes I feel, you know, criticism or constructive criticism, because they know that like they just have it so easy as in terms of if they really want to, like they have a chance. But you know, like Vicente Fernandez, he really wanted to, but just because it wasn't time, they said, nope, nobody signed them. You know, even if they knew the talent was there. But now if you know your talent's there, you know, you put yourself out there, there's ways.
Fuck yeah, let's take a break. All right, guys, we're back. A lot of shit's going down in the industry, as you can see. But Edwin Cass got caught cheating.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
But it's being brought up again.
He blew the fuck up to the sky.
Why are people... Show us how did he get caught.
I'm gonna say something stupid.
Well, say if we, this is
a perfect
like,
platform.
Like he blew up after he blew her back. Just kidding. But it wasn't.
Was that funny?
No, that's why I didn't say it, bitch.
Damn. I don't know. But there's hella evidence. He's like a fucking mummy, like a gym money.
Le tenía la baba así saliendo.
I know.
Lo dejó babiando.
That was so fucked up.
I know, that was fucked up. They didn't have to do my boy like that.
Nobody could see.
I hope they get you like that one day.
Huh?
I hope they get you on like that one day.
Nah.
That's so fucked up what the girl did to him, record him.
Yeah. You know
why do that to
she
our
knew.
Because
said with cash.
Consent.
Hey, wait, can you sue someone like for like
you'd have to get a lawyer to say
defamation of character.
Yeah.
Okay, you as the brother, how did you feel?
I got lost for a second.
It's because everyone's saying that he looks like, what's his name?
I don't know.
His gay brother.
Johnny, no?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash?
Angel Cash.
All right, what would you do, fool, like, if like you did some shit like that like a couple years ago and then you blow up to the fucking sky and then they expose you like that? That's fucked up, huh?
Damn, well,
was there really anything you could do about it? Like, that shit's all over TikTok,
dude. I know. And then I mean the crazy thing is that he had to give an explanation towards that, like, oh, me and my wife already talked it out, like everyone's in your fucking business already. That's
that's what you sign up for.
Yeah, honestly, you know? Yeah, but
well, yeah, once you become famous, you have no privacy.
I know,
but like it's more like I don't feel bad
in the past, huh?
But I don't feel bad because like he signed up for them.
Like Angel shit his pants fucking 4 years later. Oh yeah, Angel shit his pants.
Damn, so you guys are talking to girls right now and then you guys get more famous, they're gonna fucking
be like, I hugged up with
if we get famous, no.
Angel's friends gonna hit us up in fire.
That's how you guys got excited
in 5 years.
That's not funny.
The one from the party?
What?
The one from the
No,
dude, speak, speak, fool, speak, please.
Speak, I know, hurry up.
His best friend that I hooked up with his girlfriend.
His best friend that hooked up
with his
girlfriend? Huh?
Oh. The one that can't leave his house?
Oh.
Oh.
What does that have to do with him?
What does that have to do with me, though?
No, I said he's going to expose me in 5 years.
Oh.
And she's going to be like, oh, damn it. He already talked about it on episode 12. Oh, man. I can't get famous.
Bitch, you
of
got
this.
Your own episode. I mean, not to the girl, bitch, but like, bitch, like.
To you, him.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of scary.
Damn.
That's why you need to be careful.
Honestly, I worry about that.
I told you, don't fucking be careful.
Cutting all y'all off.
No, but like, it's kind of crazy because you have to go on with your life too. Like, you have to have a social life too. You can't just like.
Well, you gotta be smart.
But you can't have like
video.
A sneaky leak anymore.
I'm gonna start planning my food. I'm gonna have it pre-recorded for fucking.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm gonna put like 12 advertisements, like how these people do it in their apology
start
videos.
The video
like,
with.
This is what.
Buen día,
really
mi gente. Espero que se la pase muy bien hoy.
It's like,
porque yo no estoy
like,
tan
no,
a gusto,
no,
papá.
Like,
hoy.
Like, normalmente yo no hago estos tipos de videos. Yeah. Pero
me siento obligado.
It's like 10,000 ads.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
Nah, I don't know. All those apology videos are fake.
Hey, fool.
It brings in views.
Oh, wait, no, because then I'm gonna do an apology video in like 3 years, and then like, they're gonna bring this clip up. No, shut up, dude. You already said that in front of like
your crush.
Yeah. So just.
Damn. So if you watch this, you're
gonna go put him on blast.
Your angel's crush. I didn't put him on blast.
Well, like one of them. No one names, of my crushes.
He did not have to put a single finger down. He did.
You were staring at me.
Can I say it? Come on.
Yeah, say it. The fuck.
Okay, so
let him.
Except for me,
I'll go fuck.
No, I won't say what you did,
bitch. You have said so much shit about me without my consent.
Oh yeah,
what have I? Not say it. Exactly.
Go back to episode 36, when I got drunk.
When you pooped his pants. You put your pants?
I didn't put my pants.
What did I say? All I did was take care of you.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I get treated.
He did take care of you. I was sick of your shit. No. I didn't care what happened to you.
That what happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
No, for real.
You said on a podcast, know what happened to you?
Oh, no, not that part. We talked about when we went to go clubbing and this fool fucking scared all the girls away.
It's like, oh my God.
Wanted. All I do is like,
I should have been
take
there.
Care of you, and this is what I get.
Let's go? Saturday? Oh, no.
No, we're already going.
Saturday's a party.
We're already going now.
Well, yeah, we're going out on Friday, but
we're going out.
It's gonna Friday, be fucking cold, wing. No mames.
Yeah. We're supposed to go out today.
I need to buy an outfit, because
guys, una preguntita.
Preguntita for the fans.
Y'all trying to hit Pico on Christmas?
Who is that even gonna? Oh, wait, Christmas. But you can clip this up. You can make this a TikTok if you want. If you edit it, this could be a thing.
On Christmas?
No, tomorrow, Friday.
No, Christmas.
March. No, not March.
Christmas?
Next week.
Friday.
On Christmas, I think I'm going to spend time with my family.
Oh. On Christmas?
Are you being...
For us...
Yeah.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
Sarcastic? Yeah.
For us, it's like the 24th.
Well, you actually are, or you aren't?
No, the 24th.
No, I am, but I don't want to go to Pico on Christmas.
I mean, that's kind of weird.
This mother?
The only thing I've done on Christmas, I go to Disneyland one time.
Our Christmas for La Raza is the 24th.
That's true.
And all the other stores are going to be closed, so you're just going to stay home?
I'm pretty sure there were a lot of people.
Because when I didn't celebrate Christmas, you had to like get all your stuff the day before.
Oh, you don't celebrate Christmas, huh? I forgot.
No, he's more. I mean,
Jewish. Nothing.
So you think like this is just gonna be just pure like Jehovah's?
He does Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah's like what? 13 days?
No.
9?
No.
I know it's a
12. No?
Odd number.
Is it?
No, but
yeah. I think it's an odd number.
4. No, it is like 9.
Dude, I'm so
it's, it's 4. It's 4 and 4 like, and 1 in the middle.
No,
I'm so worried about what you did. I just
this was like
party.
The Spartans, fool.
I know.
It was like the Greek gods.
The cousin shit.
You heard this?
Huh? I'm still worried about what
he did. He wants to talk about it.
I think you want to talk about it.
He wants to talk about it.
No, wait. We need to finish the topic before.
What about Edwin? Guys.
My homie Edwin.
Hey, he was in the cast.
Damn.
In the cast?
All right, now for that, we're going to talk about what happened to this one.
All right, guys.
At the end of the podcast, So stay tuned. If you guys want to know what happened to Angel.
Angel spoke.
All right, right here.
Is this one first?
All right, check it out.
Our boy.
I'm not even famous, and I'm already getting the Edwin Cast treatment.
Look at that.
With sound, nigga.
In bed. Oh.
No, pues ya no hay sonido.
The sound is the N-word that you just fucking said out loud. No, but like, it's just a song. I don't want to get copyrighted. Damn, with the flash and shit.
No.
No disrespect. That girl, what would you rate her?
Like
out of 10.
Like a 5. No offense.
Miss.
What would you rate her?
What the fuck go to TJ for? She's off my limits.
Gecko, oh my
that
God.
That girl's like, damn.
Damn, not Gecko.
He's like, fuck, no.
Props, fuck, my
like
boy.
It's like, Edwin was cool, but Gecko, God.
I don't go for cheaters.
Fuck cheaters.
So, Gecko?
All right, and then this girl said this.
What?
What?
Porque me están atacando tanto de que eres una...
Yeah, why would she put on a shirt?
Okay. Yeah, why'd she get the angle?
Yeah.
Because she hoeing, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Hoeing don't sleep.
Hoes don't get cool.
Aceptenlo. Quieran o no. Yo no le iba a decir, ay, no. O no le iba a decir, es que eres casado. Simplemente a mí se me dio la oportunidad. Yo la tomé.
Dude, that's something I'll get going.
Damn, so she's on your level.
She's a gecko.
Not for that. 10. Just kidding.
So
if you guys are like soulmates.
We're meant to be.
If Edwin would.
Y'all can find me here.
If Edwin would. Edwin,
te la paso.
Fine, Keiko.
Wait, what if Keiko Tower. Have y'all watched that? The previous episode? You know what we're talking about.
Promotion for the other's channel. Go watch it. Confirmed, Keiko's gay. You want to be my sexual partner.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, you are.
Confirm.
We ask him.
Keiko wants a threesome with the boys. That's so weird. Oh, with Angel specifically.
Yeah. Is it because we sit so close to each other in the podcast?
Yeah, we have a
close. I feel uncomfortable.
Yo no le debo respeto a su esposa. El que le debía respeto a su esposa era él. Y pues eso es todo. Yo ya no voy a comentar nada porque no quiero que piensen que me quiero colgar. Yo solamente quería pues darle un respaldo a la chica que la tacharon de lo peor de mentirosa.
Damn. Wait, why did she decide to come out? Like, what was the reason?
Because people were asking for it.
No, well, I guess she saw the opportunity and was like, you know what? I want some clout and I'll post this shit. And
oh, because she was asking for money too? Oh, according to Edwin?
Yeah, she wanted money from Edwin. Gosh.
Yeah.
She probably tried to blackmail him. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
I want, like,
but he's a cheater, so you can't believe him.
Well, you know what they say?
I was a drunk, different person when you're drunk, you know?
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Y'all never heard of that?
Nah, because I never got cheated on.
Nah, they never had to tell me that.
I mean, neither, bitch. What the fuck?
I didn't get cheated on.
You did?
When?
You said that.
You were dating a girl in high school.
When?
You guys broke up, and she was already like 4 months pregnant with another dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, you did say that.
You have to ask for his consent to say personal stuff like that.
Yeah, he did.
No, he said that in a podcast.
He doesn't want, I know he.
You don't want that part?
I didn't say she was 4 months pregnant.
Yeah, you said that.
3 months.
No.
I'm going to have to comment on
that. 3.5 months.
And this is the best part.
See? Oh, I'm such a liar.
No, but it wasn't while we were dating. We broke up, and then
you guys broke up for like a day.
We had a little talk, and then we hooked up, and then we were gonna get back together. And then I found out she was pregnant. So I was like, yeah.
Funny because Keiko used to cap. You know, he's a capper. He was saying that it was his kid.
No, I didn't. I have never said it was my kid. I would not want to keep that kid. Text write off.
Damn. So all the girls that are listening to this, that talk to Keiko, pa que vean, eh?
I love kids.
Your girl from North Carolina.
Just not your own.
It wasn't my kid, though.
Lucy, if you're watching this,
dude,
that's your man right
that
there.
Kid comes out with like, ¿qué rollo?
En vez de llorar, va a ser, like, where the bitch is at?
No sé cómo una persona de aquí de Ciudad Juárez se enteró que yo.
Where the Halloween party's at?
No.
Ay, they care.
Ay, they care. No mames, nigga. I'm gonna edit this.
Go. Right. One straight one.
Oh, man. Que él había engañado conmigo. Y hasta apenas hace unos días fue que ella me mandó un mensaje a mí y me dijo, oye, esto es verdad, y me mandó la captura de que un chavo le había dicho. Y pues ya yo le mandé mensaje al Instagram del chavo y le dije, oye, pues tú por qué.
Someone snitched.
You have to like for part two.
Someone snitched on the homeboy. Fuck you.
That's fucked up. That fool probably got jealous that he clapped her and was like, nah, you don't want to get me then. Three under the bus.
Nah, but I'm pretty sure he's like cheated like a lot of times.
You think?
Hell yeah.
Like they say, musicos ain't loyal. You think?
Are you loyal?
Of course.
See, you musico loyal?
He's not a musico, but he's loyal.
Oh, okay.
Wait, why'd you laugh when he asked me?
Damn. Because it was just out of nowhere.
I feel like as a musico.
Like, why the fuck did he? Why the fuck did he start with me and shit? Like,
never mind.
You know, I wouldn't know if I was loyal.
Yeah, it's because you're not a musico. You're the staff.
But I'm loyal.
He's a bajista. Baja las cosas.
But I know you're a horny dog. That's what I'm gonna ask.
He's been a horny dog his whole life.
Nah.
He's been waiting for this moment.
Nah. Once I'm cuffed. You're all cut.
Okay. Sobre el video que está circulando en las redes sociales, el cual yo mismo hace años le enseñé a mi esposa, porque...
Also, he turned himself in.
Yeah. He's like, there's no way I'm gonna have to like... this
was 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
señorita quería extorsionarme con ese video, quería dinero. Yo le dije, no, no te voy a dar dinero, prefiero yo enseñar eso a mi mujer. Le enseñé el video a mi mujer, yo solucioné los problemas con mi mujer, acepté mi culpabilidad y lo que dije fue decirle, esto pasó, aquí está. Entonces, ella y yo, eso es pasado, y eso es...
Moment of silence for my boy, Edwin.
Damn, he could just give
moment of silence.
I thought we were like praying or something.
No, we just a moment.
What's happening for our boy Erwin?
Oh, nada más lo hubiera apagado y ya.
You know what? See, Aiden always like that.
I was told that the Staples Center like 7 times. You couldn't
like,
just
bro, like you didn't have like an extra like a million laying around.
That, like that's probably like 30 minutes of your time. Fool, just pay her. Damn,
that was like one song.
That's like fucking 10,000 streams of like fucking
on Christmas. Yeah, day.
No seas codo.
Fucking codo.
No. Hey, 2 years ago, I don't think he was making the same money.
Yeah. No, but I'm pretty sure she's asking money
cheated
now.
She cheated on him.
She was waiting for,
he cheated on her
to for him to go up.
To the sky, huh?
Every hit. Hey, price went up on that video.
That's called, she was trying to cash out. Mm-hmm. She bought a stock.
All right, let's start with Kiko. You're Edwin. You pay the money, knowing that like, you make good money, or you turn yourself in?
Nah, I'd rather just tell him. Lo que pasa, pasa. I'll tell you guys, knowing Keiko for many years, that fool will pay.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Yes, you would.
Yeah,
you
honestly,
would. Like, fuck one, no, I don't think you would.
I don't think you would.
One.
Because you honestly don't even care.
Actually, that's
yeah,
true.
I don't care.
No, because
you
haven't fallen,
you have never seen me in a relationship,
I
know, bitch.
That's what I said. I feel like I've never seen
you. And you guys even said, if you get in a relationship, we're fucked. Like, you're going to be worked as fuck. And so fuck you guys, bitch.
Nah, I don't see you being whipped. Nah, if anything, you're like whip her.
Nah, am I whipped?
You got three more years away. You got three.
Get
whipped
at 30.
Why? Am I whipped?
Who said you're whipped? You said that?
No, he said
damn,
yes.
Why are you whipped? No, why do you think that?
He's whipped.
No, I was like, do you guys think I'm whipped? And then Kiko's like,
Mary.
Damn, why do you think you're whipped?
Mary, pull his leash.
Well, he's in a full-on relationship.
No one said you were whipped, but you
brought it up yourself.
You brought it up.
You brought it up yourself.
Do you guys think I'm whipped?
Damn.
Let's cut this
motherfucker was whipped as fuck.
Oh, fuck yeah. This fool had a leash like this, fool.
I was like,
they had on like the fucking Rottweiler from
the Rottweiler?
The Rottweiler.
From Sandlaw, fool.
Rottweiler.
Not Rottweiler.
So, if you're trying to cut me, I'm dedicated.
He look like a chihuahua for fucking...
Nah, Jason can't have a girlfriend right now.
Nah, Jason has a girlfriend, game over.
It's game over. Like, you guys
he's out the podcast.
It's already game over.
He's gonna.
It means I'm dedicated, so hit me up if you're dedicated. Just kidding. I'm not.
He's not dedicated. He'll just listen to everything you say and follow orders.
Nah, Jason forgets shit.
All the girls, damn, I want that.
He'll bring you chocolate like, every day.
But I'm picky as fuck, so.
Yeah, dude, this fool is picky as fuck. Like, he's William Levy, like, dude, as fuck. And, like,
she's like, this girl only has, like, 100,000 likes in this picture.
I never said
I'm
that.
I'm not dude, look at her ears. They don't even look soft. Like, boy.
Si estuviera tan guapo él.
Si estoy guapo, wey.
Boy, you're 100 pounds.
You gotta... My cock is 100 pounds, bitch. And when I put it on your face,
you're gay. You no, and you.
Why are you guys having
gay vibes, fool?
You and like, you. No,
girl, see me.
I forgot.
Because they probably all think I'm gay.
I forgot this was the main channel, Jimmy Mildred. You're not supposed to hear this.
I know.
Jimmy Mildred's like, are they going to talk about me again or not?
Sorry, gay.
He's waiting for like his name.
No. That's because we usually talk about shit like this on the second channel.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't yet subscribe to
our
channel.
Yeah, if you guys
want to
know more about we got like sexual life,
Del Record, like Del Record, Pepe. I just like listening to this.
Dude, guys, like a lot of people watch our podcast that are famous. It's crazy. Like, it hit me like 2 weeks ago. Like I was at night because I was like, damn, what the fuck? Like,
just reminiscing.
It's just so crazy because like, you know, obviously artists have regular lives. They like to watch YouTube. They like to blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And he watches and sometimes we just act so fucking sometimes we act so fucking retarded where I'm like, fuck, I really said that shit.
Well, we always are. We just try not to do it on camera.
Honestly,
we do it on and off camera. Way, like,
I'm gonna be straight up. Like, we're ourselves.
Yeah.
That's why everything flows like so good. You know?
Remember the first time?
We never restart. People ask us, oh, like, when you guys fuck up on the podcast, like, no, we fuck up.
Then. We never mess up.
Then that's what it is, you know? Like, it keeps going.
Happy accident.
We leave everything in. Like, people say, oh, you guys cut shit out. Nah, we don't cut shit out.
No.
The only time I did cut shit out was Esteban Gabriel's, because you asked the most retarded question.
Oh, that was reasonable.
Like, is your...
That was reasonable. Oh, damn. Yeah, no, it was
dude, literally, he didn't know what to say. Like, something had to just come out of his mouth.
We talked about that already, bitch.
No.
That day was funny.
I was going to say something.
For that day, Angel was like a whole different person. For he like, nah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. Angel, choose,
really nervous.
Yes or no?
I was really
and he choked.
Damn, it's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know, this is kind of random, but Angel has come a long way. Like, he was so fucking shy. He was like, he wouldn't say
a word.
We
actually had him in one of our early episodes. He would just like, watch it. Go watch
like
it.
Like the third one or fourth one, something.
He went like, from fucking hiding under the bleachers to sitting on the bleachers.
Yeah, honestly. And now he won't shut the fuck up at you. Deadass.
Telling you what to do.
Yep.
I'm just trying to get your life in order.
No, your no. life in order to be.
I remember people were hating on Angel the first time he came.
Oh, yeah. He would comment, what can I do to do better? Like, they didn't like, care.
Shut up.
I know. I saw a comment.
And he always wants to practice everything, huh?
Yeah. He's like, all right, we're going to do it like this.
Like so, you know, sometimes we'll just set up the cameras and he's going to start talking to the camera.
Like, I started talking to the camera. Like,
and, like, we haven't practice. Even started. And he's like, so, guys, I just want to tell you that the merch is not available. I was like, fuck. And, like, everyone's just setting up.
I know. And we're just like, what is this doing? Nah, yeah,
just trying to be professional.
But Neta Angel's fun. Angel took.
Oh, when we were doing the
wait, what do you say?
Underground Fest, this one was like, no, how are we gonna practice? What the fuck?
You guys are gonna make us go on stage and shit.
Yeah.
Without getting paid. Nah, just kidding.
All right. Yeah. We should wrap it up.
But guys, once again, merch is live on the site. Make sure to go cop all our merch. Get Angel's flat foot. Get the No Sabo crew.
Hey, you know what? I mean, comment down in your video, end of the video clip.
Yep.
In the
video clip. Because I love
like,
you.
A lot of people love you, and then a lot of people don't like Angel. And he, I think it's switching because he sold more stickers than you.
Nah, it's because I told my mom to buy my sticker.
Unless you use fake names and then just send them to random people.
I went out there, like, rented fake apartments, got fake identities, and bought my own sticker.
Damn, so this is like.
Nah, I told my mom to buy my sticker.
I think at one point we could just not have Gecko.
Just kidding,
Gecko, I love you.
I'll go back to UPS.
Nah, we're gonna.
No,
we're,
como
all,
crees.
We're all in this together. We're a team.
We're all in this together.
A lot of people think I don't like you.
Huh?
A lot of people don't think. A lot of people think I don't like you.
Well, you
they're like BFFs.
You don't. He doesn't like me, guys. Why? I hear the puro show.
No. Or like Mana?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Is that like this? Is that like a
wait? Is that the one that they told us that they only perform and then they leave?
Yeah, like they don't talk.
They're not home with each
other. Oh fuck no! We're like BFFs.
As of now, the friendship is real, but if as we hang out more, we might have to fake it.
Once again,
has anybody actually seen us fight? Like
yeah, on Twitch.
Oh yeah, the Twitch. When they called you out.
No, they said they want to see me serious, and I was serious, and then they're like, "Oh, you're acting fake." So I'm like, "Okay, like don't tell me you want to see me serious." So you know how to show them what's up, but yeah, guys, if you guys ever meet us in person, you'll either see us
if
fighting.
If you meet him in person, he's gonna force you to take a picture with him.
Oh, no,
it happened. At dude,
that
was funny.
No. There's a difference.
No.
There's a difference in between forcing them and offering them, because sometimes fans are shy and they don't know how to ask for the photo. So you gotta offer them the option of taking a photo or not taking a photo. Easy like that.
Like they're shy. They wanted a photo.
It is.
Wait.
But once again, guys, thank you for watching. End of video clip. Comment down below. Comment if you guys are new here. Comment where are you from?
Where are you
y
from? What's your address?
Con el chicken pollo.
Comment down if you bought our merch.
¿Y para qué andamos?
Comment down if you bought the sticker.
Para andar a gusto, papá.
Peace out, guys.